Another National Party leader ousted in the ongoing play for leadership. Judith Collins has lost the top job following a shambolic day for the party. The vote of no confidence came after Ms. Collins demoted former leader Simon Bridges late last night when she said she became aware of serious accusations of misconduct dating back several years. Shane Retty is the interim leader before the caucus selects a replacement next Tuesday. Bridget Burke wraps today's extraordinary events.
The morning began with high drama as a clearly rankled Simon Bridges fronted media who were eager to know if he was going to lob the grenade back to Judith Collins and have a tilt at the leadership.
What we saw yesterday was truly desperate stuff from Judith Collins. I think it shows actually that she'll go to any length to hold on to the leadership of the National Party. There's a huge amount I want to say about what happened yesterday and how wrong it was. And I assure you I will, but I want to talk to my caucus first and be very clear with them about what I think and what I think should happen for the National Party. But I assure you I will do a full press conference after that as soon as possible.
Are you going to challenge Judith Collins for the leadership?
I'm not going to answer questions now. I've said my piece, but I assure you I'll answer all your questions after caucus, which is happening at 9 a.m. this morning, in which I saw the caucus yesterday evening. Judith Collins was still in the precinct, but she wouldn't have a caucus yesterday. Finally, we have one this morning, Simon. And I'm looking forward to that. Thanks very much.
This isn't going to end well.
National MP Simon O'Connor, Bridges' brother-in-law, told Morning Report he would not work with Judith Collins.
It's appalling behaviour. The way, as I say, the leadership has chosen to handle this, on top of a lot of other behaviours of late, just means that there must be a change of leadership immediately.
What other behaviours of late?
Poor polling. Bad decision-making, I don't know, the housing decisions in Auckland is one example. This is just ongoing dirty politics.
So what should happen now?
I think the leadership has to change immediately. You cannot have a party where a leader is acting in this way against party members.
The caucus meeting began and went on and on and on. By midday, RNZ's political editor Jane Patterson was reporting early suggestions were that Collins had been rolled. Here she is, crossing live to Midday Report.
Kia ora, Mani. Well, there is a bit of a flurry here. There have been MPs leaving that caucus meeting, including Chris Bishop, who has made no comment. We're starting to get some information out of that caucus meeting. This is still unconfirmed, but it sounds like Judith Collins has lost the leadership. Again, this is very, very early. We are just starting to get this out, and there may be a vote underway for a replacement leader.
A four-hour caucus meeting, a crisis caucus meeting. Now, is that a good or a bad thing? Is that a common thing to see in these sort of circumstances?
Look, that is a relatively lengthy caucus meeting for this kind of situation. And when it started to drag into a couple of hours, that certainly suggested that there was actually a vote underway, that it was not just going to be a situation where MPs would front and talk it out and then resolve to do something else. It sounds like they have gone straight into it. As I said, we're just waiting now. I imagine that there's going to be people coming down afterwards. I'm not sure if it's going to be Judith Collins, Shane Retty and Jackie Dean is originally planned at 10 o'clock. So things really all up in the air here at the moment.
A short time later, a tweet from Judith Collins appeared. A thread of tweets, in fact.
I am pleased to say that I am just the MP for Papakura again. It's been a privilege to take over the leadership of the National Party during the worst of times and to do so for 16 months. It has taken huge stamina and resolve and has been particularly difficult because of a variety of factors. I knew when I was confided in by a female colleague regarding her allegation of serious misconduct against a senior colleague that I would likely lose the leadership by taking the matter so seriously. If I hadn't, then I felt I wouldn't deserve the role. I didn't ask for the allegation to be given to me. I am proud of the support I receive from Dr. Shane Retty, a man of principle, and I will continue to advocate not only for Papakura, but for those who have no voice. A big thank you to the wonderful staff in the National Leader's Office, my Papakura office, National Party members, and my wonderful colleagues. I'm so pleased that I can spend more time with my family and friends, and I will not miss the grueling media schedule.
Then came Retty, stepping up and batting away questions like a seasoned pro. He held the line.
We're really looking for our new leadership team on Tuesday. to bring us back to focus on the exact things that you're mentioning, the things that matter to New Zealanders. We are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to be bringing new thinking to the room, new thoughts, and that's going to be our focus under our new leadership team on Tuesday.
And whack, 20 minutes later, Simon Bridges, flirting openly with media about the idea of having another crack at it.
I want to consider that over the next day or two. I think today in particular, I'm an older, possibly wiser guy than I was certainly 5 or 6 years ago, but even a couple of years ago when I was leader of the National Party.
But Collins was unrepentant as she left caucus defeated.
And I've done everything I possibly could, and I just wish everyone well.
Do you regret last night's statement?
Never. RNZ reporters asked voters what they made of it all.
Well, I prefer him to Judith Collins. I don't think she's handled everything very well.
I mean, she's been the most divisive person in the country since I don't know when. So I've got no time for her unless you haven't picked that already.
Yeah, can't see any problem with that as an interim leader. The party needs to concentrate on actually being an effective opposition. That's should be their goal at the moment.
I just think what Judith Collins did was a last-ditch effort to try and remove somebody that was a threat to her. And it was crazy.
Dr. Shane Reddy was left to clean up and probably felt he'd like to channel Malcolm Tucker, but resisted.
This is not our best day, but as I said, we will raise our eyes to the sky and get on with the work.
So for now, barring further bombshells, a brief calm. While the three, possibly four contenders, including Mark Mitchell, Christopher Luxon and maybe Simon Bridges, ready themselves and their support base to do battle in a leadership vote on Tuesday.